It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Right now at Carnegie Hall, the orchestra's warming up and James Levine is getting ready to go to the podium to lead the Met Orchestra in the prelude to Act One of Wagner's Lohengrin. Also on the program this afternoon is Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto with pianist Evgeny Kissin and Schubert's Symphony No. 9 in C a little bit later on. This will be Mr. Levine's first performance in over 2 years. Back in 2011, the last day of the Met Orchestra season, he conducted Wagner's Walküre in the new production by Robert Lepage, which had recently been introduced. And it seemed possible that he might rebound from years of spinal problems, shoulder injuries, and surgeries. But in August, he fell again during a vacation, suffered another serious back injury, as countless admirers wondered whether he would ever conduct again. Now he's finally ready. At Carnegie Hall, Mr. Levine, who turns 70 next month, will use the motorized wheelchair he's been relying on lately. The Met's tech crew has constructed a special podium with a lift for the chair. Mr. Levine is scheduled to lead three productions next season in the Met: a new staging of Verdi's Falstaff, Mozart's Così fan tutte, and Berg's Wozzeck. He will also lead three concerts with the Met Orchestra and work with young artists. The oldest surviving English grand piano, one of the first ever made, was built by the piano maker Americus Backers in London in 1772 and has now been returned to the home of its former owner, the Duke of Wellington. It was handmade in London by Americus Backers in 1772. It's back home at Apsley House, where it'll be played for a concert later this month. It's the only known forte piano made by Backers existing today. The instrument's hammer mechanism is truly a breakthrough in design, according to Michael Cole, an instrument restorer and maker. Its simple and reliable design has withstood the test of time because of its unique advantage over others made in the same period. It allows users to adjust it and maintain its mechanisms through a series of set-off screws, easily accessible by removing the nameboard. Americus Backers is often called the father of the grand English pianoforte style. He brought the hammer-striking action for keyboard instruments from his teacher, Gottfried Silbermann's workshop in Freiburg, Germany, to England in the mid-18th century. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.